Welcome to another edition of BartCast, a podcast series curated by Bartimaeus Cooperative Ministries. We are broadcasting from the Ventura River watershed in Southern California on traditional and unceded Chumash territory. Learn more at bcm-net.org.
I really worked vocationally as an organizer and a popular educator in service to social movements for justice, mostly faith-based on one hand, and then I've worked avocationally as a theologian and a writer and a teacher. The platform for our work is called Bartimaeus Cooperative Ministries, and it's based on that gospel story of the blind person in Mark's gospel, which we see as an archetypal portrait of the discipleship journey from spiritual blindness to an engaged faith that revisions the world. So we take that to mean that we are called as people of faith to face realities of suffering and oppression around us, as well as to see divine horizons of solidarity and love, and to work toward personal and political wholeness. So in our work, we're committed to education and action, formation and mentoring with communities of faith and justice, trying to work for compassion and against all forms of dehumanization. That's a pretty broad mission statement. What that means in practice, we are ecumenical and interfaith oriented, as all justice people should be today. We work under the rubric of what we call radical discipleship, which we mean etymologically. That is, that's radical as a word, no matter how out of fashion it is today, which comes from the Latin roots, the Latin radix, which means roots. So our work attempts to advocate an approach that insist on going to the roots of our socioeconomic problems, but also to the roots of our faith traditions. And so we're trying to do both. One of my dearest mentors, Daniel Berrigan, the great Jesuit poet and activist who guest taught at the GTU for a semester while I was enrolled there, but whom I'd already been working with for a number of years. He, in his dialogues with the great Vietnamese Buddhist Thich Nhat Hanh, Dan said, you know, we can either go miles wide and inches deep, or we can go deep to the roots of our own traditions. And if people from different faith traditions go deep enough to the roots of their own tradition, they will find that those deep roots meet. And find and have touch points. Our advocacy is of an intersectionality. The slogan we use is trying to work at the intersection of the seminary, the sanctuary, the streets, and the soil. And we find that that resonates with young people who are interested in food justice and interested in reclaiming a sense of identity of place and literacy in the land, and trying to overcome the way in which so often those worlds have been balkanized. We try to curate spaces where folks can come together to meet each other and deepen an intersectional analysis, and then learn the competences needed for long-term social change around across a large field of issues. We find ourselves in this moment. One of the great ironies is that amidst these pandemic shutdowns, these deep wounds of American race and class apartheid are opening up, as is the divide between those for and those against an authoritarian presidential administration. One of my favorite colleagues, the way that they put it, Adrienne Marie Brown, she's a Detroit activist who's gotten a fair bit of play, and rightly so, I think, has a great grasp on things, framed the matter both prophetically and pastorally, and did so employing apocalyptic rhetoric. Things are not getting worse, says Adrienne Marie Brown. They're getting uncovered. So we must hold each other tight and continue to pull back the veil. Well, as a New Testament scholar, that warms my heart to find this reappropriation of ancient apocalyptic language. The center of our pedagogy with young activists is, all right, you're not the first ones to raise these issues. And this has been a long struggle. Ruby Sales likes to talk of it in terms of stepping into a river that's been going on for as long as far back as the Exodus story. And so if you're going to swim in this river, learn its currents, learn how to navigate it, and know that you are being carried along by folks who have been doing this for much longer than you have, far further back in history. What we need, of course, is deep grounding, this radical grounding in traditions, even if those traditions are flawed, which they all are, right? Even the most heroic traditions of faith and justice are mixed bags, and because we ourselves are mixed bags. So learning movement history, practicing spiritual disciplines, and then in many cases, particularly for young white activists, it is important to disillusion oneself with one's own privileges and entitlements, and to learn how to move across social landscape in a way in which we are learning from other communities and experiencing the world as they experience it, or at least listening to how they experience it. No one gets into social change work for any kind of long run unless they are grounded in some deep and tested convictions. I tell folk that we need to apprentice to traditions that are older and wiser than we are. We can't just make it up as we go. And we can't use our alienation from institutions as a justification for having shallow roots. But at the same time, the institutions, the existing religious institutions, need to understand that people are rarely going to come in the door to them, young people and young activists in particular. That's something that it's up to us to move out onto the streets and to meet folk there. It's very important for any of us to move outside of our comfort zones into spaces where we're going to have our assumptions challenged, and in many ways deconstructed by the truths of other people or by the pain of communities that might be more acute than what we are used to seeing. Challenge yourself out of your managerial tendencies, out of your beyond your fear, test yourself on issues that are infinitely bigger than you are. And that is a way of figuring out what your convictions are and casting off opinions that come and go that are based on illusion. I think that's good advice. And so that may mean being in the streets. That may mean journeying deep into the wilderness. That may mean being with communities very different than your own. But that's the kind of discipleship and apprenticeship that that the world needs. Step on
board if you want to. You have been listening to the BARTcast, produced by Bartimaeus Cooperative Ministries. For more programs and other resources, go to chedmyers.org. Join our community-supported ministry at bcm-net.org/donate. Thanks for listening.